There are nine, how many? Nine gifts or nine ways the Spirit manifests himself. All of those nine gifts or nine ways the Holy Spirit manifests himself through those gifts are supernatural. If one of them is natural, all of them is natural. So that will eliminate what man's opinion is about these gifts, because some of them, that's what they try to make it be natural. If one of them is supernatural, all of them are supernatural, because they come from who? Holy Spirit. And not none of us from our carnal side of life. Amen? So, they are word of wisdom, word of knowledge. I'm going to give them to you in the three setting that they are. And I'll tell you when I get to one from the other one. The word, they are, you can write them down. You can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and find them. But this is the order. This is the way they operate. This is the way the Holy Spirit manifests himself in this order. They are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And they're called revelation gifts because they bring revelation. Hallelujah. Gifts of faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. They're called power gifts because they do something. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the last one is called prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? They are called what? This last set is prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. They are called vocal gifts, inspirational gifts. They say something. Hallelujah. Amen. And they are called vocal gifts or inspirational gifts. It's something that is good to know. All of these gifts except two worked in the Old Testament under the ministry of the prophets and those that God used. The Spirit of God was on three people, three different people, the office they held on the Old Covenant. That was the king, priest, and prophet. Who? King, priest, and prophet. And all seven of these gifts worked on the old covenant. Jesus, all seven worked in Jesus. You can see them, see the gift working through the ministry of Jesus. Tongues and interpretation of tongues is distinct to this dispensation. Jesus didn't speak in tongues. Now there was an interpretation of tongues. But word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of the spirits, special faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, and prophecy, Jesus operated in all of them. So Paul writing this letter to the church so we wouldn't be confused, because this is what happened in that day in which we will look at somewhere later on in this lesson we get to. It brought confusion, and when anybody's confused, you don't know what to do. Am I right? You can't function in confusion. Come on. It's a lot of chaos. Everybody trying to do something, you get nothing done. And this is why the church, Jesus never brought forth the church to be confused, be defeated, or be void and empty. He called us forth so we could be a force like we should be. And so much is going on, and the only thing going to help us to get on track is that we come to the Word of God and let the Word of God says what he says, let the Spirit of God teach us what it says and do what it says, and we'll get rid of it. And all this other stuff will be, all the fluff that we see and all the religious stuff we see and all, it will be null and void, uninterested, and you'll find out you've been wasting your time. Amen. And this is why the enemy try his dandy best to try to make people who are filled with the Spirit flow in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, and people who are spiritual, he try his dandy best to make us look like fools. Oh, yeah. Because you have somebody ignorant that don't understand what they're doing, and they'll pick them out. You know, why would you pick a baby out and he can't pick his ball up good? And that's what he'll do. That's what people that against what God said in the church, they'll pick somebody out that don't know what they're doing and try to make that be an example. But you have to. Why don't you get somebody that's being successful with it? Huh? Why don't you get somebody to talk to somebody that got it working? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Amen. If you see somebody got it working, then you can't deny. You know what they did? Can I talk to you a minute? You know what they did? They never had this to happen. They never had this to happen. So Peter and John was on their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer, right? And that was what? A man, lame man, they placed at the gate called Beautiful. The man was above how old? The scripture said 40 years. He was above 40. And if you notice the one that accused them, that were fighting them, were the same temple they went to. And Peter and John was on their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer. And this lame man that they had been walking by for all his life, they say it was above 40. That's what he said. That's what the scripture says. And Peter and John, when the man asked for some help, Peter and John told the man, silver and gold, what? Have I none, but such as I have, or what I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And what happened? Peter stuck out his hands. He reached out his hand to help, and the Bible said he stood up and walked for the first time. And the people that was in the temple, they couldn't deny it because the man was there walking. Come on. I said they couldn't deny this. But they tried to threaten them and make them be quiet. Why you want to be quiet if something working for you? Why you want to pull back from something that's working for you? I don't know how many of you I'll tell this, and I think you can relate to this. Several years ago in the first church, I don't know if you remember the young lady named Tiffany. She couldn't. She was Chester leg. That's just saying in a funny way. I don't mean no harm about that. She had one leg. She couldn't. She had a real you know this, a real serious what accident in an automobile and left her with one leg straight and she couldn't bend it. Right? How many, y'all remember that? Some of you saw the miracle. You were right there. And that was gifts to healing. That was in operation. That's what it was. Because it wasn't working. And the Lord said to me, call her up here. I called her up there. And I asked her a question. You may not have heard it, but I asked her a question. I said, can you squat down? She said, uh-uh. Command of faith was in operation. I said, do it in Jesus' name. You know what she did? For the first time, I guess, she squatted all the way down to the floor and stood up. And I said, take your run. She's been walking ever since. She's been walking ever since.